Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Charina Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Pariraja Kataria, Astatar Satashi Shimadis Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sikosha Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Rur Premanandi, all glories to Samal devotees, all glories to Samal devotees, all glories to Samal devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Garanga. Hare Krishna. What chapter is it? 20. We don't have chapter 12 here. Huh? All right, so we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. Chapter 20, entitled Conversation Between Maitreya and Vidura. Today we're reading texts 19, 20, and 21. Om Agyanati Marandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatcha Dishitarne Pancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Could I get the third canto, part one? Somebody from there? Third canto, part one, please. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirayet. Nashta Prayeshva Badreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Okay, so text 19. Visasarajatmanakayam. Nabhinandam stamomayam. Jagruhur jaksharakshansi. Ratrim kshutrid samudbhavam. Translation. Out of disgust, Brahma threw off the body of ignorance, and taking this opportunity, yakshas and rakshasas sprang for possession of the body, which continued to exist in the form of night. Night is the source of hunger and thirst. Text 20. Kshutridbhyam upasrishtaste. Kshutridbhyam upasrishtaste. Tam jagdum abhidrudruvau. Ma rakshatainam jakshadvam. Ityuchu kyudridardita. Translation. Overpowered by hunger and thirst, they ran to devour Brahma from all sides and cried, "Spare him not, eat him up." Oh. There's a purport here, Srila Prabhupada's purport, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The representatives of the yakshas and rakshasas still exist in some countries of the world. It is understood that such uncivilized men take pleasure in killing their own grandfathers and holding a love feast by roasting the bodies. The original love feast. Well, no, that was original. Okay. All right, so text 21. Yes. Devastanaha samvigno. Devastanaha samvigno. Mamam jakshata rakshata. Mamam jakshata rakshata. Ahome yaksha rakshansi. Ahome yaksha rakshansi. Prajayuyam babuvita. Prajayuyam babuvita. Devastan ahasam vigno. Mamam jakshata rakshata. Ahome yaksha rakshansi. Ahome yaksha rakshamsi. Prajayuyam babuvita. Please chant. Devastan asam vigno. Devastan. Prajayuyam babuvita. Devastanaha samvigno. Mamam chakshata rakshata. Ahome yaksha rakshansi. Prajayuyam babhuvita. Devastanaha samvigno. Mamam chakshata rakshata. Chakshata rakshata. Ahome yaksha rakshansi. Prajayuyam babhuvita. Deva. Lord Brahma. Tan. To them. Aha. Said. Samvigna. Being anxious. Ma. Do not. Mam. Me. Chakshata. Eat. Rakshata. Protect. Aho. Oh. Me. My. Yaksha Rakshansi. Oh, yakshas and rakshasas. Praja. Sons. Yuyam. You, Babhuvita, were born. Translation purport by Zwanger Srila Prabhupada. Brahma, the head of the demigods, full of anxiety, asked them, "Do not eat me, but protect me. You are born from me and have become my sons. Therefore, you are yakshas and rakshasas." Purport. The demons who were born from the body of Brahma were called yakshas and rakshasas because some of them cried that Brahma should be eaten and others cried that he should be protected. The ones who said that he should be eaten were called yakshas, and the ones who said he should not be protected became rakshasas, man-eaters. The two, yakshas and rakshasas, are the original creation by Brahma and are represented even until today in the uncivilized men who are scattered all over the universe. They are born of the mode of ignorance, and therefore, because of their behavior, they are called rakshasas, or man-eaters. So this is the beginning of this creation. Lord Brahma is being ordered by Krishna to create the universe as it was before. We heard last week that first of all, that was on text 18. First of all, Brahma created from his shadow the coverings of ignorance of the human, of the conditioned souls. They are five in number, are called Tamishram, Andatamishram, Tamas, Moha, and Maha Moha. And Mr. Saint Prabhu gave a nice class. He referred to some similar verse in the 12th chapter. Very similar verse that says that Brahma first created the nascent engagements like self-deception, the sense of death, anger after frustration, the sense of false ownership, and the illusory body conception or forgetfulness of one's real identity. So we are also making our prayers in the beginning of the classes. Usually they have Oma Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. The material world means the ignorance, And this ignorance in Sanskrit language, we say there's, I don't know, a couple different words there. They're avidya, tamas. Here we have tamomayam. That was in, yes, text 19. Tamomayam. That the made of ignorance. What is that? Anagyana, agyana, omagyana timarandasya, that we are born in the darkness of... We're born in the darkness of ignorance in this material world. We begin to associate with this material modes of nature, and we identify with the body that is made of kapha pitta vayu, tridasapur, tridatuke. How does it start? It's about tridatuke. Yasyatma buddhi. Yasyatma buddhi. Kunape tridatuke. We identify with this body, which is made of these three elements. And therefore, we're in darkness. We don't know what is to be done and what is not to be done. This is the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains the qualities of the demons, which is basically... Everyone is born in that category. Icha dvesha sumudena dvandva mohena bharata. We're born in the darkness of ignorance. And without the spiritual master giving us instructions, without receiving instructions from a person who is... Otherwise, what is it? Andayatandir. Upagiyamanas, tepisha tantram urudamni pada, that the blind man is leading a blind man, where will they go? This is the situation in modern society. They have big universities, they're teaching, they have big, so many educational institutions, but they're simply, what does Bhaktivinoda Thakur says? Yeah. Oh, the sab. That's a avid. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this vidya. This is just ignorance. This so-called education system that they have. Because what is that ignorance? They don't understand. First thing, the first step. Of who we are, unless one understands what is this identity, we are basing our whole civilization on the comforts of the body, trying to make the body comfortable. But we're forgetting the actual identity of the living entity, who is the eternal Maimayavamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. We have. A great birthright as the parts and parcels of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Satchidananda Vigraha. He has a transcendental body, and we have taken this body, Tridatuke. This is the most unfortunate situation, that we are accepting this body made of these three elements as the self, and therefore, Sada Samudvigna. Here we have Samvigna. Prahlad Maharaj says, Sada Samudvigna, Diyam Asadgrahat. Because we're taking this Asadgrahat, we're accepting these temporary things. We're accepting these temporary things as reality. We're taking these things very important, all these material comforts. Atogri hakshatra shitapta viter janasya mohoyam aham mameti. These different types of ignorance are described here in these verses. Lord Brahma is creating tamishram, andatamishram, tamas, moha, moha, maha moha. And also, Ishopanishad gives some kind of instructions like that. Andam tama pravishanti ye vidyam upasate. Tatobuya evate tamoya u vidyayam rataha. That you get one type of result by culture of nescient activities. It says those who engage in the culture of nescient activities shall enter into the darkest regions of ignorance. Worse still are those engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge. So this is the modern education system, so-called knowledge, that they make so many scientific advancements, trying to go to the moon now again after 50 years, 60 years. And they have no idea where they're going to go at the time of death. What's going to happen to you, dear sir? My dear doctor, professor, what's going to happen in 50 years or whatever? Maybe you can live 100 years. And where you're going to go, we don't know. He doesn't not have any idea. But we're working on it. We're making our life longer. By our scientific... Srila Prabhupada used to always call this a post-dated check. I'll give you a check for your goods, but I'll put some future date on it. When I get some money, you'll get the, you can cash the check. So they're making so many promises and not making any advancement. So here, anyway, we had some ideas here about how these the rakshasas and yakshas and rakshasas. This is what is that? Fog would come. Huh? What? So they, Lord Brahma, he's Lord Brahma. He is full of anxiety. Devastan aha samvigno. So this is the, as we said, that as Prahlad Maharaj said, that sada samudvigna diyama sadgrahat. Because even Lord Brahma here, he's taking that position. Of course, Lord Brahma, he's our acharya. He's taking all these, we take, sometimes people get misunderstanding about Lord Brahma, that he stole the cowherd boys and calves, how he's, the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, they don't even accept this pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But this is given. Lord Brahma also chased after his own daughter. So these are taken by the devotees. Srila Prabhupada taught us these things are pastime activities for our benefit, for our instruction. Because one can be very cautious in his dealings with this material world, that even Lord Brahma, he becomes full of anxiety, he becomes illusioned. This is the nature, this material world, that this illusion is, we are born into that darkness. So without that knowledge that comes from the scriptures, by the spiritual master and the saintly persons, one can't understand. Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha janana vidur asura. They can't understand what is to be done and what is not to be done. That everyone becomes bewildered, even Arjuna, Krishna's dear friend, even Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, they became bewildered. Even there is a description of Lord Anantadev, Lord Balaram, he became bewildered. He became bewildered after 1 year, the cowherd boys and calves were stolen by Lord Brahma, and Krishna expanded himself into those same cowherd boys and calves. And Lord Brahma, he saw this activities going on, how the cows were dealing with their calves and how the cowherd ladies were dealing with the coward boys, they were treating them with such affection, just like they treated Krishna. And Lord Brahma, Lord Balaram, he was thinking, what is going on here? He said, how is this affectionate dealings going on? This is something that is meant only for Krishna, my Lord, these affectionate dealings. So Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva became, of course, bewildered by Mohini Murti. Mahadev, his greatest demigod, he became bewildered by this Mohini Murti. So everyone becomes bewildered in this material world. This is the nature of this material world. But without the instructions of the saintly persons, the scriptures, and the guru, one can't understand what is to be done, what is not to be done. So these things are seen, just like today is also the disappearance day of Sharanga Thakur, who was one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Narottam Das Thakur, he sings that Gaurangera Sangigane Nitya Siddha Kodhimane Sejai Brajendra Sutta Pasa. That these associates of Lord Chaitanya, they are all to be accepted Nitya Siddha. They're transcendental personalities, associates of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, we have to accept that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described that Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopang Ashtra Parshadam. Parshadam means these associates are there. That Krishna Varnam, that he's the not the same. He's a category of Krishna. Krishna Varnam, just like Krishna says, Chatur Varnam Maya Shrishtam, that Krishna, he created these different classes of men. So he is also Krishna Varnam, these different class. He's the Krishna Varnam, Tusha Krishnam, but he's not blackish like Krishna. He's not Sham, not Sham Sundar. He's golden. He's the Chana Avatar. Sangopangarshtra Parshadam Jagjai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hisumeda. So that people can worship him by the performance of the Sankirtan Jagya, by chanting this Maha Mantra. So Sharanga Thakur, he was one of these associates of Lord Chaitanya, and we accept him. One can, at the translation of that, Gaurangera Sangigane Nitya Siddha Karimani, that one should understand that these personalities, Lord Chaitanya's associates, Nitya Siddha Karimani, they're not bound. They're not conditioned souls like us. We are conditioned by the material modes of nature, born in the darkness of ignorance. But the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, they're not like that. He used to live in Modrumadweep. Modrumadweep, there's still one temple there that was established by... Huh? There's still one temple established there by this Saranga Thakur. His deities are there, Radha Gopinath. And in front of the temple, there still was, I don't know, still there? The tree is there, Bakula tree. It's just some bark is there, just the outer covering of the tree. But the tree has nice branches and leaves and everything and gives nice fragrant flowers that are offered to the deity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came there, that tree was there, and it was practically, there was just the bark was there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the tree, and the tree came back to life with all the branches and leaves. Still, you can see that tree. And so Saranga Thakur, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Devananda Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there to Saranga Thakur, and he said, Saranga, you should take some disciple. You're qualified, you should give, distribute your mercy to others, peoples, and take disciple. Saranga Thakur was very humble, meek. He said, no, I'm not qualified. He said, but if you tell me to, okay, I'll take one disciple. The next person I see tomorrow morning, I will take as my disciple. So in the morning when he went to take bath in the Ganga, he went into the Ganga and some dead body came floating down the river and bumped into him, and he said, okay, I'll take this as my disciple. And he chanted some mantra into his ear, and that boy had been bitten by a snake. He came back to life, and Saranga Thakur gave him initiation, gave him the name Murari. Murari, he was a great devotee. He used to play with the tigers in the forest, slap their faces and ride them. So when the parents found out that this boy had come back to life, they came and tried to get him back. They said, oh, he's been bitten by a snake this morning, and now we want him back home. He said, no. This Murari, he said, no, I'm going to stay here with my Guru Maharaj and serve him. So this is the power of the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the associates of Lord Chaitanya. There's so many wonderful stories how these devotees performed such wonderful activities that can't be imitated. And so there's some other considerations here. Some of these, this Yaksha and Rakshamsi. Yaksha, here is Mam Jakshata Rakshata. Jakshata means to eat, and the Jaksha became Yaksha. So sometimes even Srila Prabhupada, he used to always call Jamuna River. Its spelling is with a Y, Yamuna, but he would say Jamuna and Jasoda, Mother Jasoda, Jasoda. So this Ja and Ja can become sometimes interchangeable, it seems like that. The pronunciations are very similar. Mamam Yakshata Rakshata Home Yaksha Rakshamsi. Raksha, what is that? Raksha Punya Janan. That this Yaksha, Raksha, Rakshasas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Chaitanya Bhagavad is mentioned that Raksha Saranama Jena Kahe Punya Jan. E Mata E Sabha Chaitanya Dasagan. That sometimes there's some so-called devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're so-called devotees of Advaita Prabhu or Nityananda. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, he compares them with the Rakshas, Rakshasera Nama Jena Kahe Punyajan. That this is in the Amarakosh dictionary, one of the names for Rakshasa is Punyajan. Punyajan seems contradictory at first. Punya means one who performs pious activities. Punyajan, one who performs pious activities. But this is a name for, what is that verse from the second canto? It describes Rakshasam, the Punyajanan, that Raksha, that one who wants protection, they should worship the Punyajans. It's described like that. Third chapter of the second canto. So Srila Prabhupada translates in the literal sense, Punyajan, that the one who wants protection should worship the pious peoples. But there's also other meanings. Just like here, so many different meanings are there in the scriptures that the You can find so many different meanings in the what is that? Tarko Pratishta Shrutayo Vibhina. The Shrutayo Vibhina, that there are so many different shrutis, they have so many different meanings that one can become very much confused. That what is this little bit of wrong translation, I mean, wrong pronunciation? The story of who is that? Tvashta performing sacrifice and for the demigods, and he mispronounced one syllable, and instead of getting an enemy of Indra, he became Indra's enemy. So this way, that's why the Vedic ceremonies were practiced. The pronunciations were practiced in former ages when people were qualified. They had the brahmanas. They could light fire by their mantras. They could revive an animal that was sacrificed and give him a new body immediately like that. These things are not possible now because this ignorance, this is Kali Yuga. But because of this, Kali Yuga is so full of ignorance, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given very simple process. And this process is given, is described that Krishna Surya Sama Mahaya Andhakar. Because this material world is Andhakar, or darkness, full of darkness, all these things that Lord Brahma... See, oh, that's what I was thinking this morning, that Lord Brahma, he was not very satisfied when he created all this ignorance. That's described in the 12th chapter there. He created this different types of ignorance, and he wasn't satisfied at heart because this is not pleasing to any devotee, any personality who's has some understanding. So he created the four Kumaras. He wasn't satisfied. I was thinking, meditating on how sometimes servant of the Lord has to do something that is not very, he's not very satisfied with or pleased with. And I was thinking if there were some other examples, maybe someone can remember some different examples where servant of the Lord performed an activity on behalf of the Lord that he wasn't very pleased with doing. You can think of some things? Yeah. No. What about Arjuna? He didn't want to fight. He didn't want to fight. He said, why should I fight in this war, kill my relatives and friends? Anybody else? Yes, Tisha has something. Huh? Yes, Srila Prabhupada didn't want to come to this world? Or what? Yes. And he didn't want to take sannyas either, no? Yes, this is what I was thinking. Yes, Trevor Grandma? Huh?
Arjuna wanted to kill Yudhishthira.
He wanted to kill Yudhishthira. No, but he, I'm talking about things, I'm talking about activities that they didn't want to perform, but they performed on behalf of the Lord. He didn't kill him. Yeah, that Yudhishthir, huh?
I'm explaining.
What?
I said I'm explaining the whole thing. So Krishna wasn't happy about gathering. And then Krishna had to explain to Arjuna that sometimes you have to swallow your words and swallow your vows and swallow your pride. You know, not always you can do what only you think of. You know? And then he says, killing your brother or the king is abominable. But there's another way of fulfilling your vow and not killing him. You know? And so he says, insult him and then beg pardon to him. And that would fulfill your vow at the same time as you say it. And so everybody was
pleased. Why do you mean not to kill him?
Huh?
Yeah, something? Giant Vijay. They didn't want to do something?
No.
Huh?
No. What?
They wanted to give fight. Okay. My ass is. They didn't, but they didn't kill him. So she first she wanted him, no? What about Lord Shiva came in to preach Mayavad philosophy. He was not very happy about that. That's described in, huh? Oh yes, Dhruva Maharaj didn't want kingdom, but he accepted the kingdom because he had asked for it in the first place. Prabhu, Acharya? Huh? Clear understanding. Yes. Yes, he. Oh, yeah. Yes. That reminds me of in Poland, I was talking about how Krishna's name is Namachintamani. It's the Krishna's, the holy name of Krishna is like a touchstone. And from touchstone you fulfill your desires. So by chanting Hare Krishna, we can get anything we want in this world. Or you can get Krishna Prem also. You want something in this world, you can get that very easily. That is described by Bilva Mangala Thakur. He says, Mukti mukuli tanjali sevate sman dharmartha kama gatayo pratiksha. There's this four purusharthas, they're waiting with folded hands, including liberation, they're to serve you. So one who is chanting, they can get whatever they want from chanting. But what do you want? This is the question that you want to go to the king and ask him for a half a cup of rice. No, you go to someone, the big king of all kings, and you ask him for something worthy. You will get some the best thing. What is that best thing? That is Brahma Durlabha Prem. That something is even Lord Brahma has difficulty to achieve. Prabhu, you had something? Huh? Huh? Okay. What? Take questions. Okay. What? You want me to ask a question? You have a question, yes.
I don't want to elaborate story of that everybody knows, me or tea. But if Prabhupada was, did not, if she would say me, then we would not have Prabhupada. How do we really blame her? We should not blame her in that sense. If she would have said me, I think Prabhupada said me, then it would not have.
No, I can't blame anything.
Okay. So it's just a story remaining as it is.
Yes. Yes. There, she's Parshad. Nityasiddha Parshad also gets some. Just like we are talking, just like the other day, we're talking about when Gaudiya Sannyasis that was criticizing Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said he's going back to Godhead because my Guru Maharaj accepted his service. So Srila Prabhupada accepted her service so many years like that. They were living.
I give you another hidden secret. Because in our Sannyas College, Satadanna Swami, he was our regional secretary. 1977, Prabhupada called him and gave his own japa beads. Said, give to my wife and tell her to be serious and go back, chant and go back home.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Prabhupada did have affection and compassion.
Of course. It's not, Srila Prabhupada says these things are natural. Arjuna, he's feeling lamentation for his relatives and friends. When Abhimanyu was killed, so much lamentation was there. He immediately took the vow that he was going to avenge him. So these things are natural. Do you ever come, you have something?
Yeah. So we're talking about your rakshas and yakshas. Rakshasas and the yakshas. The thing with them, they like to do a lot of evil, right?
They like to what?
They like to do a lot of evil. Rakshasas and yakshas. But then they're taking shelter from Lord Shiva. You know, they're doing a lot of bad things, but then they're taking shelter from Lord Shiva. So then, like Lord Shiva, have to end up protecting them. I mean, what do you think about this? How is this, I mean, helping in the universal administration?
Yeah, how is it helping in the universal? This is, all these things have to go on. Material world has to go on. But of course, it doesn't have to go on. But it does for the, what is it called? Eko Boho Nam Yo Vidati Kaman, because Krishna is fulfilling all the desires of the living entities, and the living entities have the desire to enjoy separately from them. So Krishna is giving them facilities. Okay, you want to do like that, then Krishna gives them. Okay, you want to drink blood, you can become a mosquito or a lion or tiger like that. You want to... All these things are going on. Krishna is very kind to all living entities. Eko bahunam vididati kaman. He gives everyone their, fulfills their desires. Not only the devotees, because for Krishna, samoham sarvabhuteshu. He sees everyone equally. So these my aham bija pratapita, I'm the father of all living entities. I have to. He takes care of all. Father takes care of all of his sons, not only the good one, but the rascal also. He gives, provides them with their meals and takes a place to rest and everything. So Krishna is giving everyone their fulfilling their desires, but we have that problem. We don't know what to desire. That's the only problem that we have. We don't know. Na te vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu, that Prahlad Maharaj says. That we don't understand what is our best interest. That's the problem that we have. Yes, Prabhu?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand the chronology of this creation process.
Oh.
Because it says the first of all Brahma created is shadow.
Uh-huh.
But then all of a sudden these yakshas and rakshasas, his sons, appear to devour it. So
yeah,
where did they come from?
Where do they come from?
They're not the first thing born.
Yeah.
They come from the sleepy, not sleep, sleepy, because it's been like tundra. Tundra in English is like, sometimes you just rest a little bit, like sleepy.
When Brahmaji was doing like that, this yaksha, rakshasa came from.
Doesn't mention them as being the firstborn.
I think, what is that? Miyate, iti maya? Iti maya, miyate, what is it?
Give me your explanation.
What is that? Miyate, iti maya? Miyate, iti maya?
Miyate, anaya, iti maya.
Yeah, so...
Which can be measurable, that is maya.
Yeah, it's very hard to calculate all these chronology and all these dimensions in the universe and how is everything is going on. This is very difficult, huh? That's my understanding. Huh? Something missing. Of course, so much missing, huh?
When the four ignorance develop, after that something happened. Four.
Five.
Five ignorance.
Five ignorance is described.
Four things developed. Brahmaji did not like. Prabhupada said, I remember many years back I read,
Prabhupada says he did not like it because he's a devotee.
Pancha Parvanamagrata.
Yes,
Pancha.
I developed, then Brahmaji did not like it, then he meditated, then four things developed.
Yes, the
not
four Kumaras, the
no,
taken care of by the four Kumaras.
No problem.
Yeah, I wrote them.
I
wrote them down there. So
I'm telling, I'll show you.
Okay.
Four things developed. Jnana, Vairagya, Tapa, these are developed. Then four Kumara came.
Yeah.
When
Sankhya is the other one.
Correct.
Sankhya, Yoga, Vairagya, and Tapas. I wrote them down.
You have to explain that.
Okay. Well, they're, yeah.
So if somebody does this 40, this 5 layer of influence will be with
you. Okay. They're the Shaktivish avatars of this knowledge. Vidyamaya Bhave, Vai Bhave. What is that? Jada Vidyamaya Vai Bhave. You don't know that? That the Jada Vidya, the materialistic knowledge, is just a Maya of Vaibhava. The Tamara Bhajana Vade. Yeah, okay. They're impediments. This material knowledge is an impediment to the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's good. That's called Maya Purita Gyan, taking away our anyway. Okay, anything else? And yes. They were forced to pretend to be what? I can't.
They don't want Krishna's friends, they don't want to, you know, they were forced by Krishna to dress like saris, to stole the going to the yagya of the Radharani and family made for Katayani.
Huh?
They were forced, you know, for Krishna. They don't want to do it, but they did.
Oh.
When they are Kumaras, you know, they were, you know, he always forced his friends to do stuff, you know, just to, you know, steal the offerings from Radharani's family in Jagyas, or dress like a gopis, just to, you know, to have that rasa with Radharani and his friends. That was Krishna for his friends,
okay.
To, you know, to be mischievous.
Okay. All right. I could.
You know, for Krishna, you know, like Krishna, you know, dressed like Subhaya and Sudama, you know, like they are sadhus. And then they went, you know, then the gopis and the Radharani and the family were doing the offering for the Katayani, you know, for Katayani, you know, for have a good husband, they were doing offering. And they were giving that offering, that food or sweets, to the sadhus. And they dressed like a sadhu. And then they stole the sweets, you know, from the offering that was supposed to be for the sadhus. And then Krishna was doing that with his friends, pretend to be sadhus. And then Krishna's friends, they actually didn't want to do that. But they were doing because he was forcing them to do it.
It's not from Bhagavad.
That Krishna's pastime.
Yeah, pastime is also 22 chapter. Then 23 chapter. That's not his story. Maybe commentary.
Oh, I was thinking that we talked about anything.
I think
Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur in one bhajan, he says that even if something is most unfavorable for me, if Krishna wants it, I'll become happy to do. You know this part? Yeah.
Bingo. We're talking about what, you know, the body was forced to do it just because Krishna wants. You know, that was a small pastime, a sweet pastime. How Krishna's friends.
This is a training of sadhana bhakti, that we do so many things that we don't like to do for the pleasure of the spiritual master in Krishna, by practicing with the spiritual master performing. Yes. That's the practice of sadhana bhakti. Performing austerity. What is austerity? It means something that you don't want to do, you do. Yes. Okay. Jai Granth Rajasrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.